Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's girls' varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Dylan Burrow, Gabe Albert, and Noah Germanese.
Thank you, Eli, for that introduction. I am Noah Germanese, joined by here for Gabe. And today, thank you for tuning in to our girls' varsity basketball game between the Sparta Spartans and the Lowell Red Arrows. Now I'll hand it over to Gabe to give us both their records and recent performances.
For the Lowell Red Arrows, their recent two games, they played against Sparta recently, and they won 48-34. In Coopersville, also 48-34.
I want to say the tale of the tape tonight, I think, Gabe, is you could elaborate on this point for me a little bit as the starting lineups are announced. Number two for Sparta Spartans, Grady Audrey Sidloskins, number 11, Jalia Ross, number 12, Mia May, number 15, Joanne Jakes, and as well, number 20, Ela Antor. Now, for your Lowell Red Arrow starting lineup, number one, from the point, Grayson Hamilton. Number three, Allison Munson at the starting position of center, standing at 6'3". Number four, Taylor Graham, another guard, joining Grayson Hamilton. And number 22, Maddie Hayes. And number 10, RJ Wagaman. That rounds up your starting lineup, a starting lineup stacked with a couple of seniors in there, a couple of youth, two sophomores, and as well, rounding out three seniors. So, no juniors there in the starting lineup for Lowell tonight, but I think the tale of the tape tonight will be the size difference. Allison Munson down low in the paint has shown throughout recent games her dominance, because as she is a 6'3 senior in high school, that is a big size difference. She is about a couple inches on a number, I believe, 15, Joanne Jakes, who is the tallest player on Sparta, as we are set to begin tip-off. It is won by Allison Munson after a little tip-up in the air and then grabbed again. Now with it, Taylor Graham over to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton with it now from the right wing. Over back to the point. Now over to Taylor Graham in the left wing. Now over to Maddie Hayes in the corner. Maddie Hayes driving. Now passes it back to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham with it. Looking around. He'll pass it far over to all the way to the other wing to Wagaman. Now Taylor Graham with it. All the way over to the left wing. Grant Hamilton will shoot a three. No good. Off the front iron. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay low ball. Allison Munson cannot swallow up that rebound, but Lowell does retain possession after the Sparta player threw it out of bounds. Now Taylor Graham with the inbound. Taylor Graham. Looking, she'll fire it over to Wagaman. Wagaman from the point, over and out to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes looking from three-point land. She'll fire it. No good, off the front iron again. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Sparta ball in the air. Now inbounding it will be number 21, Alexa Van Vliet. Now over to number two, Gracie Schmid. Schmid with it now.
Lowell playing a lot of tight defense, especially with that press.
Yes, as you said, full court press there. Now Taylor Graham guarding number 11 for Sparta, Jalia Ross now. Jalia Ross with it. Over to Joanne Jakes. Jakes over to Schmid. Schmid from the point, looking. Pass it over to the right wing, over to Ross. Ross now with it. Back to Jakes for three. She hits it. Nice three-pointer to start off this game for Sparta. It's the first points of the game for either team. I think that'll count for a two as a long two. Sparta, though, looking good as they are 0-15 looking for a big win in this game here. Now Allison Munson with the down low. A foul will be called, though, as she was – foul will be called, I believe. Looks like Jakes might have got her there. She'll shoot two free throws as she was going up for the shot.
This game's going to be a battle down low. With all these rebounds, we'll decide the game winner.
Munson. This is the first. Off the connector iron there. Yes, as you said, you can already see Allison Munson fighting down low in the paint. So far, though, Jakes has played good defense on her, holding her to 1 point there as she makes the second free throw, though. Now Sparta will inbound it. That'll be Van Vliet inbound it. She'll throw it up to Schmid. Schmid, though, almost gets stripped away by Hamilton, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be low ball. A nice play by Hamilton there to strip it out, and then going for the recovery was Schmid. Accidentally touched the ball, and it rolled out of bounds. Taylor Graham will inbound it to Hamilton. Graham with it now. She'll look. Surveying traffic. Over to Hamilton now on the left wing. Now back to Graham. Graham from the point. Allison Munson sets up pick and roll. Now over to Maddie Hayes for three. Maddie Hayes, no good. Now Allison Munson fighting for it, and it'll be, they'll say, I believe, out of bounds. It'll be Sparta ball. Alexa Van Vliet with the inbound. Yes, Lowell is running this full court press, trying to put some pressure on the Spartans early. Van Vliet now over to Schmid. Schmid with it in between two defenders as Lowell looks a little bit disoriented, running a little bit of zone defense, I believe, here maybe, or some double-up man. Now, Wagaman with it now. Wagaman into the post. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Lowell basketball off the foot, I believe, of Van Vliet. Inbounding it will be Wagaman. Already 6:04 into this game. If you're just tuning in to the first quarter, this is 2-1 Sparta. Now, over to Wagaman. Back to Graham. Now over to Hamilton, the right wing. Now down low to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes in the paint, driving, spinning. Layup is good off the glass. Nice touch from Maddie Hayes. And Lowell takes the lead. Now the inbound. Van Vliet passes it up to Ross. Ross with it now. Ross from about half court. Ross traversing court. Now over to the right side. To the far side, I mean. Ross with it now. Gets it tipped away and picked up. Maddie Hayes. The steal is with Taylor Graham. Now Maddie Hayes pushing the court. Maddie Hayes into the post. Into the paint. She'll be fouled hard. Or I believe it's called an offensive charge. It'll be Sparta ball. Quite a bit of fans here for the Spartans, and I heard that one very well. They're excited about that call. Now Van Vliet with the inbound again.
And coming in for the game for the Sparta Spartans is Isla Antar.
She'll come in for Ross, Jaleo Ross. Van Vliet now will inbound it to Ilya Antar. Antar now, back to Van Vliet. Van Vliet with it. Now, at the point. Trying to set a pick and roll does not work. Schmid trying to traverse a little bit. Tends to the right post, and she'll get knocked down. No call. She was looking for the bucket. Allison Munson just stood there like a gargoyle, staring her down. She had nothing. Now Hamilton pushing the court. Hamilton a little bit tossed up a little bit. Sparta crowd wants a travel. They're getting loud over there. Now, Wagaman with it. Back over to Hamilton. Hamilton the left wing. She looks a little bit bumped up. Maybe that right left ankle. Now Munson down low. Just fires up a layup. No good. Rebound, though, goes to Sparta Van Vliet, and it'll be a foul on Lowell. Down low in the paint.
That foul's on Maddie Hayes. A lot of ball movement for the Lowell Red Arrows. Both teams fighting really hard for those rebounds.
Another thing to watch out in this game is Lowell's scrappy guards and forwards play a lot of good rebounding, especially off that tight glass when Allison Munson is not there. Now, Sparta with it. They'll pass it up to Jakes. Jakes now. Over to Antar. Antar in the corner. Back over to Schmid. Schmid with it now. At the point. Dribbling, looking. We'll fire it back over to Van Vliet. Van Vliet for three. She hits it. That time it'll be a three. No long two there. Van Vliet hits a three-pointer to put Sparta back on top 5-3. Now Wagaman with it now. Wagaman from the right wing. Over to Munson, who lets it go through her hands, but Taylor Graham picks it up real quick. Back over to Hamilton. Hamilton down low to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes back to Hamilton. Now over to Graham. Lowell using that passing game quick. Now Wagaman with it. Into the paint. Now back to Graham. Graham for three. No good. Off the glass. Didn't even get rim. It'll be a foul, and it'll be Sparta basketball.
Looks like that was a reach on Allison Munson there.
Quick note, Lowell already has three fouls 4 minutes into this game.
Coming into this game for both teams, Lowell has number 24, Layla Risden, and for Sparta, number 11, Jaleo Ross.
Jax with the inbound, now over to, I believe that is Ross. Yes, that is Ross. Now Ross with it, traversing court, now over to the right wing. She'll pass it back to Jakes. It'll be tipped away by Wagaman. Wagaman with it now on the fast break, trying to console the ball. She'll get fouled hard by Van Vliet. Thrown into the, oh my goodness. And now she's down hurt, clutching that right knee. This is not good. Oh man, she got tossed. Van Vliet, the biggest player on Sparta, trying to catch up to Wagaman, threw her, almost picked her up from the side check she gave her. It is not good. She's down and overcomes the Lowell staff. Couple underwriters to mention. Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raise Up LLC, Riverside Dentistry, Green Ridge Realty, MI Hometown Furnishings. Thank you for sponsoring us. We cannot do this without you. Thank you very much. If you're just tuning into this game, 3:46 left in the first quarter, 5-3, Sparta leads. You could hear a pin drop in this place after Wagaman was fouled hard on a fast break as Van Vliet innocently was trying to catch up and trying to make it not fast break points, trying to stop it, and she ran into her. Van Vliet, who's significantly bigger than Wagaman, almost basically tossed her with the hip check all the way out of bounds. She's down right now, clutching her right knee. They're testing her out, seeing if she can walk. They will get her up, and with their support, will walk back to the bench, a very good sign.
Ava McCormick coming in for the injured player for Lowell.
Lowell's taking a long time in the huddle there, trying to calm things down a little bit. Ava McCormick will come in. Layla Risden will as well for Lowell. But Munson, Hamilton, and Taylor Graham all stay put. Those are some of Lowell's best players. Two of them seniors, one of them sophomores. Lowell has a lot of youth, but they have a good mix of veteranship on both ends as well. Down low especially, they do have a lot of veteranship, but as well as their point guard, Grayson Hamilton, is a senior too. Most of the forwards on this Lowell team are very young. Three of them are sophomores. Ava McCormick, as a technical foul was called on Van Vliet. Ava McCormick will shoot the free throw. She'll make the first one. She'll make the second one as well, tying this game for Lowell. Technical foul was called on Van Vliet. So Lowell will retain possession as well as Graham will go for the inbound. Graham with it now. Looking, she's got to hurry up here. Don't want to get a five-second violation. I'll pass it over to Allison Munson. Allison Munson reclaims the ball. Hamilton out the point. There'll be a travel called, I believe. It'll be Sparta ball. Just a little hectic there. Allison Munson could not recall the ball. Hectically passed it over to Grayson Hamilton, who tried to recollect themselves. Just a little bit of a hurried possession there from the Arrows. Now Van Vliet will inbound it. She'll inbound it to Antor. Now Ross with it from the logo. Ross surveying traffic. We'll get a pick and roll. Move to the left wing. McCormick guarding her. Now back over to Jakes. Now Jakes down low. No good. Almost went in and out. Ava McCormick with the rebound, though, over to Graham. Now Lowell trying to push the floor, seeing if they can not be so hurried this time, this possession. Ava McCormick now, down low to Munson. Munson driving, layup is no good, but she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. That's what we were talking about before game and during the game. That size down low, that's going to be hard to guard. You see a lot of players, especially in compared to college, not quite, you wouldn't consider big size 6'3", I would say, in college, but usually when a bigger player matches up against smaller players like in high school or college, more fouls are called.
Coming in for the Sparta girls, it is Grace Schmid for number 15, Joanne Jakes.
Munson, after making the first three throw, will shoot her second. It'll go in and out, and the rebound will be to Antor on Sparta. Antor will pass it over to Ross. Ross with it now.
Grace Hamilton full court with type D.
Hamilton's get tripped up. She's slow to get up there, and it'll be a foul called on Lowell. It'll be on McCormick, I believe, maybe Graham.
Foul was a reach on Taylor Graham.
Was indeed on Taylor Graham. So Lowell quick in this the fouls have been piling up in this game so far. 5-4, and to the dislike of Lowell, 6-5 is your score for just tuning in. Lowell leads, 2:59 left in the first. Ross with her first three throw will make it. They'll tie this game up at 6 apiece. Ross, Jaliyah Ross with her second. She'll make that one as well. And Sparta regains this lead in a back-and-forth game so far in this first quarter. It's been entertaining to watch. Now, Lowell comes the other way. Graham with it. Over to Hamilton in the right wing. Hamilton back to Graham at the point. Graham surveying. Passes it over to McCormick. McCormick now back to Graham. Lowell's been playing this passing game. Hamilton now on the right wing. And a travel will be called again on Hamilton. Her second of the game. It's Sparta ball. Tough go for Gracie Hamilton these past two possessions. She's traveled both times. As Lowell will be playing this full court press again, it almost worked. Graham could not get it, though, and Schmidt will carry it up the floor. Schmidt now. dribbling around, trying to get past Graham. Graham's playing some good defense on her. Pick and roll, though, will knock her off, and McCormick will be on Schmidt now. Schmidt trying to drive the baseline. Now over to Ross. Ross in the paint will get knocked, and it'll be a blocking foul on Lowell.
If you guys are just joining us there, it is the first quarter, 2:33 left in the game, and Lowell is down 1-6-7.
It'll be on Graham, her second of the game. Now Jaleah Ross will go to the line for the second. Jaleah will go for the second to the line for the second time in two possessions. She will make her first, making it a two-point lead for the Spartans.
Subbing in for the Arrows is Mackenzie Frey for number four, Taylor Graham.
Her second free throw is good. Bounced around for a little up there, but almost looked like it was going to be no good, but it was good. And now it is three-point lead for Sparta. Now Hamilton with it, pushing the floor. Hamilton over to McCormick. McCormick over to Munson. Munson back to Hamilton. Hamilton for three. Oh, no good off the front iron. Raisin with the rebound, though, and she makes the putback. Like I said before, these scrappy guards and forwards like to play a lot of clean glass. She gets a rebound and the putback there for two for Lowell. Now the other way, Schmidt with it for three. Schmidt gets it home. Schmidt with a three-pointer. Sparta's been hitting those early in the game. They've got two already. Now Hamilton with it. Lowell trying to play fast-paced. Munson with a three. Munson hits the three-pointer. Back-to-back threes for both these teams.
Timeout, Arrows.
You got to love some fast-paced offense. Both these teams hitting their three-pointers early. Lowell has been struggling with three-pointers so far in this season. They've already got one this game. Sparta's got two. You don't see that much in high school ball.
Sparta's been playing zone defense, which could help out the Arrows a lot, getting three-point opportunities in this game.
And at this point, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, and Lowell Charter Township. Thank you for making this broadcast possible and for your support. And back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli, very much. So we get ready to resume play. 150. If you're just joining us, 1:53 left in the first quarter. 11-2, Sparta leads. And a lot of points spread across the board, but Allison Munson has five for Lowell so far. That's been the key for them. A couple of rebounds here and there. It's been really a high offensive game so far to start. A couple of threes. It's been a good game so far. Now Ross with it. Jaleah Ross for Sparta. Now with it. Pushing up. Servain will pass it over to Schmidt. Schmidt now with it at the point. Driving in. We'll pass it back to Ross. Ross now will travel in. It's a travel on Sparta. A couple of travels as well to start this game as Lowell will retake possession.
A lot of turnovers for each team, which they need to get under control if they want to have more offensive possessions.
Inbounding it now for Lowell is number 14, Mackenzie Frey. She'll pass it into Hamilton. Hamilton will have it now at the point. Hamilton over to Anna McCormick for three. No good. Off the glass. And the rebound will go to Van Vliet. Van Vliet will pass it back to Jaleah Ross. The guard now pushing it for the Sparta Spartans. Jaleah Ross. Servain almost went for the pick and roll, but did not. Chose not to. Now driving on the far side. Will hit it off, or will just lose the dribble, and it'll go out of bounds. Lowell possession.
Lowell stopped using the full court press after that timeout.
Mackenzie Frey will inbound it to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton with it now. Over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey will pass it down to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick over to Mackenzie Frey. Allison Munson now with it. Munson now. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton from the right wing will pass down low to Layla Risden. Layla Risden will hit this one off the bottom of the glass, and it'll go rebound to Jaleah Ross, and Sparta will retake possession. Sparta now pushing it. Jaleah Ross. She'll get triple teamed, and Layla Risden will go down for it and get the steal. She'll try to pass it out to Ava McCormick. It'll be a foul on the floor on Sparta. That'll be on, I believe, number 21. Alex Van Vliet, and it will be. So as both teams are in the bonus, a lot of fouls so far this game, 5-5 each. Mackenzie Frey will shoot two, or will shoot a 1-1, I believe. Mackenzie Kay, shooting her first free throw, will miss the first one, a little bit of roly-poly there off the connector iron. Some substitutions coming in for Sparta.
Coming in for Sparta is number 12, Maya May, and number 13, Ellie Fonsbeck.
Mackenzie Frey trying to make at least one of these free throws. She will miss the second one, and rebound will go to Ava McCormick, and Ava McCormick will lose it out of bounds. It'll be Sparta possession. But it got tipped there by Allison Munson down low, and Ava McCormick tried to clean it up. She could not get possession of the ball. Inbounding it for Sparta will be number 13, Ella Fonsbeck. Fonsbeck now up to Schmid. Schmid with it. Driving, layup, no good. Rebound Munson. Munson with it now. Trying to recal it. She's getting double-teamed. She's trying to push it up the floor, and she will. Way to get away from that from Munson. Munson now in the post. Back to Hamilton.
12 seconds left. The three for Munson is good. Her eighth point of the night as there's 1 second left. If you're just joining us now, it is the start of the second quarter. Lowell has the lead, 14-12.
At this point, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Benton Baker Auto, Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Sneakers Bar and Grill, and Lowell Area Schools. Thank you to those businesses, corporations, organizations, and just kind people of Lowell to help out our broadcasting club. And with that note, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
So I think it's been a very, very high ball movement game here. Definitely not a lot of slow-paced basketball. A lot of passing, that's for sure. I feel like it's not a very high-scoring game right now. Lowell's up 14-12, but I think it's not a very high-scoring game just because there's been so much ball movement, wasting time, don't you think, Gabe?
Yeah, Lowell's going to get a lot of three-point opportunities. They're moving the ball really quick because of the zone that Sparta is showing them right now. They're just trying to find the weak spots in the zone. And throwing it in for Sparta has the ball. Throwing it in is Alexa Vanillette looking for someone. Tries to throw it across the court, and there's no one there, and it goes out of bounds. Full court press for Lowell.
Yeah, we've been seeing that a lot today, the full court press. They definitely don't like to give any room whatsoever to any of the guards for the pass in.
Lowell getting ready to pass it in at the half court line. Ava McCormick passing it in to RJ Wagman. Gets it back to Ava McCormick. Looking around is Wagman. Wagman tosses it back to Allison Munson. Three for RJ Wagman from the left wing. Ross bringing it up the court. Pressure by McCormick. Looking for someone to pass to. A lot of pressure by McCormick. Tries to steal it, but Ross gets it back. Still trying to fight for the ball. Finally gets it to Vanillette. Looking down low, trying to get the pass up to Maya May. Tipped off her hands, and it'll be Arrow's ball out of bounds. RJ Wagman getting ready to throw it in. Ava McCormick. McCormick walking up the court near the logo. Back, passing it around. Looking for someone in travel. Travel was called on Layla Ridson.
We are just in the second period here as Lowell is up 17-12 over the Spartans right now.
Vanillette trying to throw it in, gets it to Ross, almost out of bounds. Ross trying to drive in, and she gets called as a travel. Arrow's ball again. A lot of turnovers for both teams to start the second quarter.
Yeah, Lowell had a lot of fouls. Within the first 2 minutes of the ballgame, they already had four fouls and were for in their reach-in bonuses.
Ava McCormick bringing it up the court again to the top of the key. Passing around, got Munson down at the bottom. Munson's layup in and out. Rebounded by Maya May. Maya May gets it to Ross. Ross walking up the court. Pressure by McCormick. Gets a screen on the left side, driving to the left. Tries to pass it over top. Gets picked off by Allison Smith. Driving around. Pass intended for Wagman. Gets it over to Layla Ridson. Three's no good, just left. Tries to throw it off the shoes of Sparta. Allison Munson gets it back. RJ Wagman, now Lowell's passing it around. Looking for a shot. McCormick, no good. Rebound by Vanillette. Gets it over to Schmid. Schmid driving up the court. Finds Ross down at the left wing. Settles it down to get some ball movement going. Looks like we have a jump ball. Pass was trying to be stolen by Layla Ridson, but they call a jump ball. The Arrows ball. RJ Wagaman getting ready to throw it into Grayson Hamilton, who's now back in the game. Grayson Hamilton driving up the court near the logo. Back to Wagaman. Wagaman looking, finds Munson down at the free throw line. Underneath, and it is foul. Allison Smith tried to go up with the shot and gets fouled. She will get two free throws. That foul was on Joanna Jakes for the Spartans. That is her third of the night. First shot is good for Allison Smith off the front and back of the rim. Smith getting ready for her second shot. Shot is up and off the front of the rim. Rebound by Spartans. Vanillette driving up the court. Pressure by Lowell. Trying to find someone to pass it to. Sprinting around, loses the ball, but gets it back. Finally gets it to Antor. Antor looking around, and they're going to call. I think that was a double dribble that they called. A lot of turnovers for the Sparta Spartans right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it goes both ways right now. A lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers. A lot of travels today. We have seen a lot of travels today already, and it's just in the second period here. Lowell Red Arrows up 18-12 here with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left.
I think Lowell's getting, both teams are getting all those travels because it's such a fast-paced game. They're just trying to speed it up and get all those fast breaks.
And with that note, we are going to thank more of our underwriters and sponsors. We have Nuvu Fuels, Alpha Care Center, Lowell Area Schools, Bernard's Ace Hardware, My Hometown Furnishings, and Raised Up LLC. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3, the Red Arrow Network. And with that note, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
All right, 18 seconds left in the timeout. And we're getting ready to go back on the court. I think it'll be Arrow's ball. A lot of points from a lot of different people on both teams. There has not been one person scoring a lot of points. Allison Munson does have 8 points, but also a lot of different points for a lot of people today. Grayson Hamilton getting ready to throw it in for the Arrows. Pass into Wagaman. Wagaman up at the logo. Gets it back to Hamilton. Hamilton looking for someone to pass it to. Finds Smith. Smith trying to go right. Gets it over to Ridson. Ridson passes it around. And Howell loses the ball, and it'll go back to the Spartans. Shot up by number 21, Vanillette. Rebound by Arrows, and they're going to call a jump ball, and that will stay with Sparta. Vanillette getting ready to throw it in for Sparta. Trying to get someone open. Can't find anyone. Finally finds someone, and it's no good. Rebound shot was by, I believe that was number 10, Alster. Hamilton walking up the court for the Arrows. Gets it to Wagaman, trying to swing this ball around. Now it's over to Smith. Smith gets to Hamilton on the left wing, looking for someone to pass it to, setting up the offense. Gets it back to Smith. Smith trying to get something to work. Ball gets tipped. Smith has it back. Trying to swing it all the way around. Wagaman, deep three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Passing it underneath, also no good. Rebound by Layla Ridson twice, and they're going to call a push on Sparta. Sparta. third team foul for Sparta in this quarter. Wagaman trying to find someone to pass into. Gets Hamilton at the top of the key. Setting up the offense. Passing it out to Ritson. Ritson, right wing three, no good. Wagaman trying to get the rebound and tips it out of bounds. Vanillette getting ready to throw it in, looking for someone. Lowell with the full court press happening. Intercepted. That is Ritson. Ritson gets it to Hamilton. The right layup is good. Lowell with the lead, 20-12 with 4 minutes left. Trying to bring it up the court is Fonsback. Fonsback swinging it around. Right wing three is no good for Vanillette. Rebound over to Smith. Smith driving down the court. Looking for someone to pass it to. Finally finds Wagaman. Wagaman over to Hamilton at the right wing. Driving over to the corner. Wagaman gets it at the top of the key. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton has it near the right corner. Corner three is in and out for Hamilton. Rebound goes to Alster. Alster driving it down the court. Finds Fonsback. And they're going to call it. Offensive charging foul, I believe that's what that was.
Yeah, an offensive charge on the Spartans there, so that will be a turnover as the Red Arrows take possession here to pass it in for the girls will be R.J. Wagaman. Taking it up is the point guard, Gracie Hamilton. Pass to number 24, Layla Ritson.
Back to Hamilton. Hamilton is at the left side. Trying to pass it in and around. Out to Wagaman at the right wing. Driving in is Wagaman. Layup no good. Rebound by number 21, Alexa Vanillette. Driving down the court. Gets it to Fonsback. Fonsback tries to pass it out to Vanillette. And they're going to say that it was tipped by Wagaman. Spartans ball. Vanillette trying to pass it into someone. Finds Fonsback. Over to Maya May. Maya May has it at the right wing. Vanillette passing it around. Gets it to Ross at the right or the left wing. Bringing it over to center of the court. Passing it around for the Vanillette trying to drive in. Ball gets stolen by Ritson. Ritson passes it to Smith. Smith trying to bring it up the court. Gets it to Wagaman. Corner three, no good for Ritson. They're gonna call a jump ball. And the possession will stay with the Arrows. Wagaman getting ready to pass it in underneath the basket for the Arrows. Looking for someone. Finally finds Grayson Hamilton, but they're gonna call. I think they called a foul on Lowell. I'm pretty sure that was a 5-second violation.
Refs are going to take this over into review. A lot of confusion by the Red Arrows and the Spartans. Red Arrows thought they got it off in time, especially since the refs blew the whistle after the pass was passed in. But the Spartans are going to take the ball here.
Fonsback passing it in to Schmidt. Schmidt driving up the court with some speed. Finally trying to drive in, and they're going to call offensive charge again. Second offensive charge for the Spartans in like the past 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes, 25 seconds left here in the second period. Your Lowell Red Arrows are up 20-12. Possession taken up here. Refs are reviewing a play. Looks like they're just going to call a dead ball. It's going to be a pass in on the sideline for the Red Arrows. Red Arrows are still passing it in.
Refs talking to the table over there, talking about something, not sure what's happening quite yet. And it's going to stay with the Arrows. Wagaman getting ready to throw in to Hamilton. Hamilton has it at the top of the key. Gets it back to Wagaman at the left wing. Inside, passing it back out to Wagaman. Wagaman driving in. pass intended for number 11, Allison Smith, intercepted by Ross. Ross trying to make a move at the top of the key, driving right. Tough defense by Hamilton. Hamilton, pass it. Rebound by number, I think that was 23, Howell. Gets it over to Wagaman. Wagaman to Hamilton. Hamilton, left three, left wing three. No good. Rebounded by Schmid. Schmid bringing up the left side. Pass over to Roberts. Gets it to Ross at the top of the key. Ross driving in right. Gets a double team. Passing it out to Schmid. Schmid over to Roberts. Roberts back to Ross at the left side. Driving in, they're going to call a push on the arrows.
Have a minute, 22 seconds left here. Still 20-12, your red arrows are up. Pass in for the Spartans right now.
Up at the top right is Roberts. Roberts gets it to Ross. Trying to pass it inside. They kick it back out to Roberts. Roberts kicks it up to the top to Vanillette. Vanillette, they're going to call another push on number 23 for the Arrows, Kayla Howell. Ross trying to pass it in. Gets it over to number 12, which would be Maya May. Rebound by Hamilton. Hamilton bringing it up to the top of the key. Looking for someone to pass to, finds Wagaman. Gets it back to Hamilton at the top of the key. Screen set, Hamilton trying to pass it out. Ridson with a shot off the front rim. Ridson gets her own rebound, passes it to Wagaman, who's now at the top of the key. Has Hamilton at the right wing, back to Wagaman, passing this ball around a lot for the Arrows. Passing it back around, gets it to Hamilton. Hamilton gets it into Ridson. Ridson's layup is good. 20 seconds left in this game, in this second half. Passing it around for the Spartans. Trying to drive in, but is stolen by Hamilton. Hamilton driving up the left side. Gets it to the three-point line. Passes it to Wagaman. Wagaman, deep three. No good off the backboard. Hamilton gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Kayla Howell. No good as the horn sounds. It is the end of the first half. 22-12, Lowell on top.
So we will be sending you back to the studio here for about 10 minutes. We will tune back in for the second half of this ball game. Welcome back to the basketball game here as Lowell is up 22-12 over the Sparta Spartans. We just have 45 seconds left in halftime here.
Teletype so far this game has been a fast pace of play here. Both teams have been playing a fast pace of play. It has been leading to a lot of transition threes as well as a couple of big points. A little bit of an injury early on that was RJ Wagaman got injured, her right knee. She was clutching her right knee. She is fine now. She is playing as well. That fast pace of play, though, has led to a lot of turnovers and a lot of travels this game. You have to watch for that in the second half, that narrative.
A lot of turnovers this game, a lot. Especially a lot of offensive charges. I don't think I've seen this many offensive charges in a while.
Both teams are playing physical. They're playing hard. You love to see it. They're giving it their all. Spartans, who are 0-16, are giving it their all this game. You love to see it. As the inbound, we'll go to Van Vliet.
Taking it up the court for the Spartans is number 2, Schmid. Top of the key here. Pick and roll. Right wing. Crossover. Pressed up by number 1, Gracie Hamilton.
Allison Munson knocked that ball away. It will be Sparta ball, though. Good play by Allison Munson down low to reject that post play. She is about a couple inches taller than Sparta's tallest player, who is Jakes.
Passing it in was Jaleef Ross, but it was intercepted by Gracie Hamilton, who pass it to number 4, Taylor Graham, for the layup. Bringing up the court now is Van Vliet, but intercepted by Hamilton. for an and-one opportunity, but misses the layup.
Foul, and that foul was on Van Vliet there. As I said before, this fast pace of play has already been shown as a quick foul and two quick steals by the point guard, Gracie Hamilton. She's a smart player. She's one of Lowell's best on this team, and timeout is called, I believe, on Lowell, charged to Lowell. And fast pace of play has already shown up as we have already had two quick turnovers, and Lowell will be looking to go up by 16 with these two free throws coming up.
Yeah, I love what you're saying about the fast pace game here, Noah, because it really has been. There hasn't really been any breathing room to take a break and just, you know, absorb what's going on in the game, because if you look down for 2 seconds, you're going to miss the next play.
You have to be careful, though, with fast pace of play. As you can see from a collegiate team, Michigan State, they play a very fast play of play with the most fast break teams out of any D1 team, but they have the ability to calm down and play tight and cool defense in pressured situations.
Yeah, absolutely. Free throws by Hamilton here. First one is up and good.
Hamilton, the point guard, is one of the many seniors in the starting lineup.
Second free throw is up and good. Makes both free throws. Spartans ball now. Full court press. Gracie Hamilton on number two. Grace Schmid. But top of the key. Pass down to number 11, Ross, with a layup.
Pushing the floor is now. Taylor Graham with it now from the logo.
Spartans' Jaylee Ross has been a very, very effective player for the Spartans this game. As we're in the left wing.
They're going to go foul down low on Lowell on 22. That is Maddie Hayes, the sophomore. It'll be Sparta ball. Full court press from Lowell, of course. They're keeping the pressure on.
Taken up the course by number 11, Ross, for the Spartans. Right wing in the right corner now. Pass to number 21, Van Vliet. Pass intended for number 12, Maya May, but was tipped away.
Another turnover. Too fast of offense there. You got to slow it down a little bit.
Taken up by number one, Hamilton, for the Red Arrows. Top of the key, driving into the right. Pass out to the right wing. No good from three-point range. Pass out to Munson. Back to number 22, Maddie Hayes.
Maddie Hayes with the layup there. Down into the post, Maddie Hayes with a nice drive there from the young forward, the sophomore.
Full court press from the Arrows, tipped away. Will be
Taylor Graham gets crunched into the board. She gets trucked right into the boards. That's not good. Sparta's playing physical, but you got to be careful there. If you could go a little bit overboard, she just got hammered into that MDV dental advertisement right there. She might need to go there if she's got a couple loose teeth or something from that hit.
Yeah, that was a very, very physical play. You know, we've been talking about it's been a physical game all
Sparta's
game.
Playing angry. You got to respect it. They've had a rough season to date, but they're playing physical in this game. You got to love it. They're playing hard. They want to win. They're showing it here. So that will be a turnover, I believe, on Sparta. Just to recap, so just if you're joining us, tuning in right now, it is 6:04 left in the third quarter, 28-14. Sparta leads currently, and Sparta does have the ball. Inbound unit is Jakes.
So we'll be pass. Spartans will be passing it in. Passing it in will be Joanna Jakes. Taken up by Ross. Top of the key now. Pick and roll. Still top of the key. Great ball movement by the Spartans. Her number, little floater by number 15, Joanna Jakes. No good, but will be rebounded by the Red Arrows. Taking it up.
Graham for three, in and out, no good.
Taking up the course by Ross, but will be stolen by number four, Taylor Graham. We'll take it up the court for a layup. Great ball movement. Left wing with Ross with the ball now. Tipped around, but Spartans still have the ball. Left wing. Push by Munson, and the Spartans will recover it from that foul.
Lowell's full court press has been sweltering all game. They've been forcing turnovers, and Sparta currently is playing right into their hand. When you have a fast pace of play, you do not want to rush it and counter that with a fast pace of play. They're playing right into their hand. They're baiting them to make a mistake and get a little bit of miss a dribble or something. They'll immediately pick that up and they'll take it away as they've done all game.
Right wing with Spartans right now. Van Fleet with the ball, trying to make a decision. Top of the key is Schmid. Right wing, drive in layup, foul, and one.
That is a foul on the floor. Van Vliet will inbound it for Sparta as it remains on Lowell's basket.
Looked like that was a shooting foul there on Lowell.
That time it is a shooting foul. And
to shoot the free throws will be Joanna Jakes. She has two attempts here. The first one is up and good.
Sparta trying to chip away at this lead. They currently are down 30-15. You're just tuning in. About 4:39 left in this third quarter. Lowell is up, of course, 30-15, as I just said.
Jake's second free throw attempt is up. No good, but Sparta does recover it. Back out to Jake's. Pass out to Van Fleet. Trying to make a decision. Pass out to number 20. Back to Jakes. Foul on the Red Arrows. Red Arrows are not very happy about that one.
Close call. It's hard to call. But from the ref's perspective, you got to go with his judgment. Taylor Graham is not happy. She walks off the court. Replacing her is Ava McCormick, the junior. As Van Vliet will shoot two as well. Van Vliet has 2 points in the night. Something I just noticed, a lot of these Sparta players are wearing some pink shoes. I wonder what the meaning is behind that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but they all, not just pink shoes, but the same pink shoes. Second free throw made by Van Vliet. Passed in to Hamilton. Taking it up the court. Very effective player for the Red Arrows this game.
Their trusty
pass out
senior
to the right
point,
wing.
Their trusty senior point guard as a timeout is charged to Lowell.
At this point, we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. To start out, we have our platinum donors. We have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you to those people, organizations, corporations, and businesses of Lowell to sponsor WRWW. And with that note, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Timeout up here. Red Arrows are going to be passing it in from the right sideline. Taking it up right wing. Underneath the basket. No foul call. But will be recovered by Van Fleet on the Spartans, but stolen by number 10 from the Red Arrows, which is RJ Wagon.
Hamilton with the layup there, as now Sparta trying to little fast pace of play, running up the court real quick.
Right wing out to number 20, Anador. Back to Jakes. Right wing, spin move, out to Van Fleet. Three-pointer is no good. Recovered by Hamilton. Will take it up the court. Long pass. Top of the key. Number 10, Wagman. Now 24 with it. Ridson. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton right wing with it. Trying to make a play. A little pass back and forth. Hamilton recovers it. Top of the key, trying to make a decision. Inside. Layup is no good.
Out of bounds.
Maddie Hayes.
Lowell will retain possession, though.
So the point guard Hamilton will be passing it in. You don't see this too much. Pass it to Maddie Hayes. Back to Hamilton. Wagman with the ball. Back to Hamilton. Top of the key. Back to Maddie Hayes. Driving in. Outside to Ritson. 3-point. No good. Fight for a ball. Foul on Lowell. So the Spartans will recover that.
If you're just tuning in, about 2:36 up in the third quarter, 32-17 Lowell leads. And storyline of foul in this second half, the fouls are currently 5-1. Lowell discerning that.
So Isla Antor will be putting up her two free throws. First one is up. No good on the first one.
High hark on Antor's free throw shot. That's interesting.
That's a high arc for a free throw.
She likes to get that heaven scratcher up there. Now, incoming for Lowell is for Grayson Hamilton is number 11, Allison Smith, the junior.
Second free throw attempt, another high arc shot. Does not work again. Recovered by the Red Arrows.
Smith with the rebound.
Taking it up. Allison Smith with the ball right now. Munson was taken down. Red Arrows ball.
Tie up there was called. Allison Munson, smart play to get down there and tie it up. It is Lowell's possession.
Wagaman looking to pass over to Munson. Munson shoots up. No good.
Just to recap, if you're just joining us now, 2:18 left in the third quarter. 32-17 is your score. Lowell leads.
So a foul on Allison Munson. Looks like Van Fleet is going to shoot two free throws.
As I said before, the fouls are something to look at as Sparta is now in the bonus, so almost every foul will be free throws for them. If Lowell does not get in the bonus, which they only have one foul, so it'll be quite a bit of time.
First shot. Up, no good on the first free throw from Van Fleet. Still high fives from her teammates, though. Always need that. Second free throw attempt is up and good from Van Fleet. Taking it up the court is number 21, Avery McCormick. Passes it out to Wagman. Up to Munson. Spin. Nice layup there from Allison Munson.
She hits double digits with that layup right there.
Pass out to number 13, Ava Fonin's back, but was fumbled and out of bounds. Ross subbed in for Fonin's back.
Low possession.
Score is 34-18, up Lowell.
McCormick's not with it, over to Hayes. Hayes over to Wagaman. Wagaman over to McCormick. Now McCormick down low to Smith. Smith trying to pass it to Munson. Munson in the post.
Taking it up. Rebounded by the Spartans. Pass to Van Fleet. Top of the key here. Double guarded. Passes it out to Ross. Back to Van Fleet. Right wing now. Don't want a backcourt violation. Was tipped away. Recovered by McCormick, getting pushed out of bounds. Now up to RJ Wagman, taking it up, top of the key here. Back to McCormick, left wing, Maddie Hayes, they called.
Tech called on Lowell's assistant coach there, I believe. Slaner's arguing, he didn't say anything, but he's going to call. I don't know if it's a foul or a tech. We'll have to see there. Subbing in, though, will be Grayson Hamilton for RJ Wagaman. And for the Spartans, subbing in will be Maya May. I don't know believe what that foul was is the ref was pointing at the assistant coach, but it may have been resolved as Lowell will inbound it now. Just reminding you, the score is 34-18. Lowell leads, 1:12 left in the third quarter.
McCormick passes it out to Munson. Top of the key now. Up to Hamilton. Right wing passes it up to Maddie Hayes. McCormick, mid-range shot. No good. But Maddie Hayes does recover it. Out of bounds, Lowell. Van Fleet will pass it in for the Spartans.
As a reminder, Wells, that score update. Just another score update real quick. 34-18, Lowell leads. And Sparta is in the bonus here. 5-2 are the fouls in the favor of Sparta. Lowell has 5. Sparta has 2. 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Foul
whistle was blown.
Is call, I believe, on 20. That is on Sparta. That is Ila Antor. Be a foul. So it'll be the same position, same inbound for McCormick.
Full court press, passes it. Gracie Hamilton with a foul. She's just smiling about it. Not too worried about that, even though they're into the bonuses. Still up by double their points now, 36-18. The free throws will go to Gracie Smith.
Munson is down her shoe. We're waiting on that.
First
now
free
she
throw
is, ready.
Is up. And no good on the first one.
Schmidt is the only freshman on this Sparta Spartans girls varsity basketball team. Very impressive that is she as well starting as a freshman.
Second free throw is up and good on the second free throw from Schmidt. Maddie Hayes will pass it in to McCormick. McCormick taking it up the court. Top of the key now. Pass out to Maddie Hayes, right wing. Back to McCormick. Now to Gracie Hamilton. Pass out to Munson on the left wing. Layup is up and good from Allison Smith. Quick pass out to Ross. Left wing now, covered by Gracie Hamilton. Little juke move. Left wing, 3-point, no good from Ross. Recovered by the Spartans, though. Right wing stolen by Gracie Hamilton. Taking it up the court. Shot attempt from Maddie Hayes is up. No good, but recovered by the heiress from Allison Smith. And that putback attempt is good.
The Lowell bench is loving it from these big forwards in their center. Putting some body in the paint.
The and buzzer beater from number 12, Maya May, is good.
Going into the fourth quarter, it is 40-20, Lowell leads. That's a way to end the quarter for the Spartans, as that buzzer beater only cuts the lead to 20.
And with this, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW sponsors. We have Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, Betton Baker Auto, and Green Ridge Realty. Thank you so much for sponsoring WRWW. You're listening to 92.3 FM or streaming at lowellradio.org, the Red Arrow Network. And on that note, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Lowell has a commanding lead going into the fourth quarter, up 40-20 if you're just joining us. Thank you very much for tuning into WRWW radio station. And just a little tale of the tape so far. Fast gameplay is the word here. Lowell has been commanding the pace of play so far. Their offense has been fast. It's been furious. Couple threes here and there. Really good post play. Really good down low play from their center, Allison Munson, who has 12 points as well in the game. The senior is having a great one. She does have 3 fouls as well, though. She's got to watch that in this fourth quarter. And their defense, the full court press, has been stressing out these Spartans. They have nothing to answer to it, and they have been forced to many turnovers so far in the second half and first. Inbounding now is number 13 for the Spartans. That is Fonsbeck. Now,
over to Antor. Antor back to Fonsbeck. Now picked off by Maddie Hayes, the sophomore pushing the court. She'll slow it down. Now she'll drive into the paint. Little bit of floater to Taylor Graham, who will put the layup off the glass and in. Taylor Graham with a nice little floater. The two sophomores getting it done. Mark that an assist for Maddie Hayes and 2 points for Taylor Graham. Now, Ross with it. Ross, Hamilton Gardiner. Ross at the point, looking. Looking for something, someone to get over. Passes over to Fonsbeck in the corner. Now, back over to Schmid, and Taylor Graham will get hit there. No foul called. Ross now driving in the post. Layup is no good off the glass. Now rebound to Sparta, though. Schmid with it at the logo. Schmid over to Fonsbeck. Fonsbeck trying to gather it. Ross now, little mid-range, airballed it, and Maddie Hayes with the rebound. Maddie Hayes now will slow it down, pushing the court. She'll pass it to Munson. Munson now from the far corner. Munson for three. She hits it. It's her 15th point of the game and her second three of the game as well. What a night from Allison Munson. Now Fonsbeck with it. And Lowell will call, I believe that is a Spartan timeout. What a game from Allison Munson tonight. The big senior center, 6'3", I believe, has 15 points on the night. Two threes. You do not see her shoot threes and make them very much, but she's had an excellent night.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Schools, and Nouveau Fuels. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. The score is currently 45-20 with, yeah. So, back to the sportscaster.
Thank you, Eli.
Sparta, their next game is at 7 p.m. on February 4th at Coopersville. And for Lowell, their next game is February 7th at 6 o'clock at Cedar Springs High School.
Just reminding the score real quick, 45-20, Lowell leads with 6:47 left in the fourth quarter to go. The Lowell Red Arrows have a commanding lead and looking for their eighth win on the season. Inbounding it is Sparta. Schmid with it. The freshman will pass it into Ross. Jaleea Ross with it now. She'll slow it down. Hamilton guarding. She'll drive right on Hamilton. Will stop. Ross will get with it now. Over to Antor. Antor back to, I believe that's Jakes. Will hit the three-pointer. Nice shot from Jakes there.
That's her sixth point of the night. Two threes, I believe.
Graham with it now for Lowell. Over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes looking. Will pass it far over all the way to the other wing for Gracie Hamilton. Gracie Hamilton now back out to Hayes. Maddie Hayes over to Munson. Munson over to Graham. Graham for three. She nails it. Taylor Graham, ice in her veins with a defender in her face, nails the three-pointer. She answers the Spartans three-pointer with her own. Now Ross with it. Ross, pick and roll. Graham guarding her now. Instead of Hamilton. Ross back to Antor. Antor from the corner. Over to Jakes. Jakes now. Over to May. Mia May with it. Being guarded heavily by Maddie Hayes. Now back to Schmid. Being guarded by Gracie Hamilton. Now over to Jakes. Jakes, a lot of movement from these Spartans. Over to Antor. Antor back to Mia May. We'll pass it over to Jakes. Jakes will shoot up a little mid-ranger, and she will make it. Nice shot from Jakes. She had a three the previous possession. Now she's got a nice little mid-range jumper. She's shooting well this fourth quarter. Now Graham with it. Far pass to Munson. Now back to Maddie Hayes for three. Maddie Hayes just a little bit too short. Gracie Hamilton with it now. Down low to Munson. Back to Graham. Graham for another three. She nails the second one. Taylor Graham has back-to-back threes. The sophomore making her presence known on this court. She's got 6 points in the last two possessions for Lowell. Now, Jakes with it. Jakes, little floater, no good. Rebound to Munson. Munson now. Lowell's playing very good right now. Let's see if they shoot another three. Back-to-back-to-back threes would be a marvel. Munson now with it. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton traversing court. Now on the right post. Trying to get to Munson. Get tipped away, but Munson will regather it. Now Taylor Graham with it at the point. We'll pass it over to Hamilton. Graham now. Over to Munson. Munson now in the paint. Driving little floater is good. Munson, that's her 17th of the night. Count it.
Lowell quit using this full court press as the score is getting higher and higher.
Jaleea Ross at the point. We'll get a pick and roll. Graham guarding her. Jaleea Ross will back up a bit. Now driving on the right to Graham. on the post. Look to pass it. We'll pass it over to Jakes. Jakes with it now. Guarded by Smith. Jakes. Guarded heavily. Just going to have to pass it over to Antor. Antor at the point. Good defense from the from the Red Arrows. Now, down low, a little bit deflected, but over to Schmidt will gather it. Now, back over to Mia May. Now, back to Antor. Schmidt with it. A lot of passing from these Spartans. A lot of movement. Schmidt with it now. In the post, driving, paint. Layup is good, and one. What a play from the freshman, Gray Schmidt. Driving in, a lot of movement from the Spartans, trying to get the man defense out of the Red Arrows disoriented. Did not work. Worked, and Schmidt with a nice little drive into the lane, into the paint, and one opportunity here to make it a three-point play. 53-27 is your score. Lowell leads, of course. 3:43 left in the fourth quarter. Lowell's trying to walk away from here with their eighth win on the season to make their record 8-9. Schmidt with a chance to make it a three-point play will shoot a free throw. And out of incoming for the game will be number three for the Spartans, Audrey Sidlauskas, and out goes Jakes. Now Schmidt will miss her free throw, and it'll be a foul on 20. Isla Antor with the foul. It'll be Lowell possession. Inbounding is Mackenzie Frey to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick pass moving it up. Over to Lily Risen. Now Ava McCormick at the point. Over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey back to Ava McCormick at the point. Ava McCormick now driving to the left. We'll give it back to Layla Risden. Layla Risden from the point. We'll pass it over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey over to Allison Smith. Allison Smith over to Mackenzie Frey. Now back to Layla Risden. Now back to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick for three. Oh, in and out. Someone's been greasing these inside rims this game. A lot of in and outs tonight. Now, 21 for Spartans have it. Alexa Van Vliet. She'll try to get it to Schmidt, but it'll end up in the hands of Ila Antor. It'll get passed around. It'll get thrown out of bounds by the Spartans. It'll be low possession. Just reminding you, if you're just tuning in, the score is 53-27. Lowell leads. 3:02 left in the fourth quarter.
Almost looks like it was a pass to the ref there, Noah.
Might have been. Mackenzie Frey inbounds it to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick at the logo. Over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey down low to Kayla Howell. Now down to Allison Smith. She almost loses out of bounds. It'll be kicked off the foot of a Spartan defender. I believe that was off the foot of number 20, Ila Antor. And it will remain low possession. Again, if you're just joining us, the score is 53-27, low leads. They have a commanding lead over the Spartans with only 2:51 left in this fourth quarter. Inbound will get tussled around, and they will call it a foul, a possession. It'll be a possession, and it is, I believe, low possession. Yes, it is. So it'll stay on there on Spartans' end of the court. McCormick will inbound it to Allison Smith. Allison Smith in the paint. Little floater, no good. Rebound tussling for it to go out of bounds, and it'll remain Spartan ball, or it'll remain Red Arrow ball again. About the fourth time it's gone out of bounds on this possession, on this end of the court. Lowell just playing tight, just fighting for every little bit of it, even up this much. Mackenzie Frey for three. No good. Off the connector iron. And a foul will be called. Down low on number 11. A push on Allison Smith. It'll be Spartan ball. Van Vliet will inbound it. She'll inbound it to Fonsbeck, who will pass it back to Van Vliet. Now Van Vliet with it, guarded by Ava McCormick. Tried to set up a screen, did not work. Van Vliet, Ava McCormick playing great defense, almost stripped that ball away. Now it'll be over to Sidlauskas. Now down low for Van Vliet, and it'll be a foul. It'll be low ball, foul on Van Vliet. Or might have gone, I think they're going to call it out of bounds on Van Vliet. Either way, it is low possession, and Mackenzie Frey will inbound it to Ava McCormick. Again, if you're tuning in with us, 53-27 is your score. Lowell leads, 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. McCormick over to Risden. McCormick at the point, over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey down low to Kayla Howe, who missed that one off the glass badly, and that will be out of bounds on Lowell. It'll be Spartan ball.
2:10 left in this fourth period here. Red Arrows up 53-27 over the Sparta Spartans.
Fonsbeck will inbound it to Van Vliet. Van Vliet with it. Guarded by McCormick. Now over to Roberts. Roberts will tussle for it. Risden will strip it away, but it'll remain Spartan ball as went out of bound on Risden. A lot of turnovers in this late period here. Van Vliet will try to pass it in to Roberts. It will not connect, and it will be hit out of bounds again by the Spartans. It'll be low possession.
Kenzie Frey will inbound it to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick now pushing the court. Pass it over to Frey. Back to McCormick. McCormick now over to Risden. Risden looking for something. Over to Frey at the point. Frey for three at the point. No good. Off the right iron. Tussle for it down low, and they're going to call Spartan ball. It'll be a foul on number 23 of Lowell, Kayla Howe. Inbounding it will be Fonsbeck to Van Vliet. Van Vliet with an out. Screen hit McCormick like a freight train. And now a little bit of a missed pass and a tip pass, and Layla Risden will pick that off. Layla Risden now pushing the court. She'll pass it over to McCormick. McCormick driving in the post, into the paint. Layup is no good, but there's a foul. She'll shoot two at the line. Just reminding you, if you're just tuning in, 1:17 left in the fourth quarter, Lowell has a commanding lead, 53-27. If Lowell wins this, this would be their eighth win of the season, pushing them closer to hopefully a home playoff game. McCormick will make her first.
Second free throw attempt here from McCormick is up and no good.
No good off the connector iron. Rebounded by Fonsbeck. Fonsbeck with it now. She'll gather it, give it to Van Vliet. Sparta calming it down. Van Vliet with it. From the logo over to Sid Loskis. Now back to Jakes. Jakes with it now. Over to Sid Loskis. Now download to Van Vliet. Van Vliet, no good. Off the glass. And Ava McCormick will pick up the rebound. Ava McCormick up to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey with it now. Surveying over to Risden. Risden back to Mackenzie Frey. Now back to Ava McCormick. Now back to Risden again. Risden will shoot for three. She nails it again. Layla Risden hits a three. That should almost do it here. As it is, if you're just joining in, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, 57-27. Lowell has a 30-point lead on Sparta. Now, Sparta has it now. Over to Roberts. Roberts with it. Tussle down on the floor. Risden, the scrappy forward, will force a travel there, and it will be low possession with 20 seconds. They should most likely just almost dribble this ball out to the end of this game. Inbounding it will be Mackenzie Frey. She passes it over to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick will take her time pushing it up the court. 10 seconds remain in the game. I believe she'll just dribble this out. And yes, she will. Lowell will move to 8-9. Today's final from Lowell High School will be 57-27. Our star of the game is Allison Munson with 17 points today.
The Lowell Red Arrows on top.
The Lowell Red Arrows win 57-27. Thank you very much for tuning in.